Looking for Ella Brandi, written by Melina Marchetta and read by Marcella Russo.
Rituals. They come and they go. But the ritual of having to see my grandmother every afternoon drives me absolutely insane. So I dawdle, because I know it gets on her nerves. And my main objective in life at the moment is to get on my grandmother's nerves. I swear to God that if there is something I am going to escape in this life of rules and regulations, it will be my dreaded rituals.
Eat, Jotsy, eat. Oh, Jotsy, Jotsy, look at your hair. Why, Jotsy? Why can you not look tidy?
My grandmother says that to me every afternoon. She says it with a painful cry in her voice, as if she's dying. I'm not sure if anyone has ever died of the fact that their granddaughter looks untidy, but I'm sure my grandmother will one day, because she'll strain her voice so much she'll choke. It's the fashion. I say that to her every afternoon, because I know it gets on her nerves. On Wednesday, she was wearing a woolen jumper. It was 30 degrees outside, and the woman was wearing wool on her skin. Nonna tends to believe that the more you suffer on earth, the better the reward is in heaven. Wearing wool in summer must be one of the suffering requisites. It gets on my nerves that she won't let me sit in the good living room where the air conditioner is. That room is reserved for visitors she hates but wants to impress with her good Italian furniture. The granddaughter she supposedly loves gets to sit in the boiling hot TV room on a torn sofa. I walked into the kitchen to see if she had any junk food, trying to block out her rambling about how she wants us to live with her. Nonna has tried, unsuccessfully, to convince us to move in with her. She can't understand why my mother says no every single time. She tends to forget that all she does to Mama when they're together is nag her about the way she's bringing me up, or how she's disrespectful by not visiting our relatives. She tends to forget that most of her relatives gave my mother a bad time when she had me. My mother had been estranged from her family for years after my birth. It was only after my grandfather died that we were welcomed back into the fold.